How do you turn a prospect into a customer? Tony Cotari of Achievers Group found the answer to that question during his 9 years with Harvey Norman, a time of enormous growth. He says the answer lies in having the best salespeople. But how do you make them the best?
The first principle that I would always suggest is that in getting great salespeople, remember a very simple philosophy. Everybody is motivated by what's in it for them. So great salespeople need to be greatly motivated. And I know that I'm not a socialist. I know that I'm not a communist. I am absolutely, unashamedly a capitalist. And the capital philosophy says that I've got to reward people for their performance. And in my opinion, Michael, you need to have a commission structure that rewards salespeople for a change in behaviour and challenges them to continue to improve their skills. And I've done a lot of training, Michael, and I can assure you that my most motivated, inspired organisations to train are those organisations which pay their people a commission.
Sounds easy, but there are often complications with commissions, aren't there?
Yeah. First of all, my suggestion is, one, make a commission structure simple. Because if you don't know what you're earning, you won't be motivated by it. And I've been in organisations that you've had to be a university professor to work out the commission structure. So make it simple. Make sure the commission structure is communicated to everybody. Make sure that you post results on how everybody is performing. Healthy competition is essential in creating high-performance teams. Make sure that you ensure that the individual commissions don't override the team philosophy. So although it's important to have motivated individuals, it's also important to have a motivated team that works together in harmony, not competition. And the last advice is something that Jerry Harvey reminded me of. He said, the very simple philosophy in life called Parkinson's Law. It says the more money that you earn, the more money you spend. Now, if I took that philosophy and understood that, then I need to pay the commissions to the salespeople regularly. Because I need to put them into their pay packet, because chances are they'll spend the money before they've earned it. Mm-hmm. They get used to the lifestyle. So what then happens is that in order to get the same sort of income that they've had last month, they have to at least continue to perform at the same level that they had.
Now, taking commissions one step further, I remember a car dealer, though, who would fire the guy at the end of the month who came in with the lowest number of sales. Is that a bit of an extreme?
Yeah, he's probably been speaking to Jack Welch. Jack Welch has a similar philosophy in his book, Winning. I think you do need to correct and counsel people, and you do need to have a philosophy on a team. You either trade them or train them. And there is a point where if people are not going to make the grade, you owe it to them and you owe it to the organisation to let them go, to find greener pastures.
What makes a good salesperson as opposed to a poor salesperson?
If I was to give you one defining quality in all my experience of training, it's got little to do with skill. I know that sounds terrible. Mm. I know everyone's saying, oh, but I've spent a fortune on product training. Product training is important because it gives people credibility. But without doubt, 60% of the people buy from a particular individual because that individual displays one quality right for the entire sale. And it's such a simple, simple quality. It's called enthusiasm. Mm. And if I was to ask you, what do you really need to have? You need to be enthusiastic about the product that you sell. So you've got to know what it is. You've got to be enthusiastic about the company you work for. You know, you're not a tree. If you don't like something, change it. But like where you're working and look at the upside. And the last thing is you've got to be enthusiastic about yourself. Mm. Because selling is a hard profession. It's the only profession that involves major amounts of rejection. And if you are not comfortable with who you are, you'll take that rejection personally, and that will diminish your income in selling.
And rejection is one of the biggest fears that potential salespeople have.
Absolutely. Without doubt. There are three major fears that hold most people back.
Yeah.
Fear of rejection, fear of change, and fear of failure. In selling, there are all of those three fears operating. the fear of change in trying different things to get a better result, the fear of rejection that the customer might say, rack off, leave me alone, or hang me up on the phone in a very rude, aggressive way, and also the fear of failure of not reaching budget or quota or commission.
But all salespeople have to accept rejection.
Absolutely. You've got to look forward to it, because the way I look at it, one more rejection leads to one more sale. Sooner or later, the law of averages is going to kick in.
Now, you've done some crazy things during your selling campaigns. There's one that you've written about, what you did to Jerry Harvey.
Oh, yeah. We launched a product called Windows 95. And Michael, I would like to personally admit to all of the listeners that I do not take credit for this idea. I take credit after it was really successful. But back in August of 1995, the operating system called Windows 95 was about to come out. And I remember a franchise operator suggesting that we should open up at midnight, because that would mean that, with the exception of New Zealand, Australia would be the first country, because of the time zones between America, to actually sell Windows 95 in the world. So we had a world first. So I tossed around the ideas, and a lot of people weren't for it. And this is what I've learnt about business. You don't always have to be right. Listen to other people, because they might have a better idea than you. Get your ego out of the way. And I was finally convinced that we should do this, much to the horror of certain proprietors. And we had prepared it with press releases. We had prepared it with a deal of the decade that was extraordinary. Even now, $1,400 worth of value when you bought Windows 95 at $159. We were hoping and praying, and on the night, we had hundreds and hundreds of people lining up in the cold, this was winter, right, to buy a software package called Windows 95. It was extraordinary. It was so many people that we made the front page of the newspaper the following morning. And I remember Channel 9, their Today show, they came in the morning and interviewed Jerry Harvey, who absolutely loved Bill Gates and said Bill Gates should create an operating system every year.
So, all in all, you obviously enjoy selling and you like to pass it on to others.
Look, because I don't think I sell. I actually help people buy. And there is nobility in that.
Tony Cattari, Achievers Group.